Okay, we are definitely taking care of business. Once again, we are talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. Glad to be with you this morning. And as every Saturday morning we do, we talk business right here on the radio. If you've been listening to the show, you know we bring in some very exciting, very interesting entrepreneurial people. We bring in authors, we bring in experts, business people, and we bring you in. We just talk biz right here on the radio. And right now, because it's a time when businesses may be struggling. It's also a time when businesses sometimes can be doing better than they ever thought they could. So everybody isn't hurting, folks. It's and that's what we talk about in the air. We welcome your phone calls. I'm going to give out the numbers. Before I do that, I want to tell you a little bit about who some of the partners that help us bring this show. As you know, the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities has been one of our recipients of the radio show. I'm a SCORE counselor myself and have been for a number of years. And SCORE is an organization that's headquartered in Washington, D.C. It is a resource partner of the Small Business Small Business Administration. That's what I want to say. And SCORE has been around since the 60s, actually. Started out with some very entrepreneurial type retired guys, and has evolved into an active core of SCORE mentors and counselors. So if you want a SCORE counseling session, we have an office in the Fox Cities Chamber building, and any weekday you can call 731. Well, let me give you the web address, because it's better to go on the web and then click your way into filling out just a very short little application, and one of our SCORE counselors will call you back and schedule an appointment to meet with you one-on-one, or do it by phone, if you will. It's scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com. And click into there, and if you go there, you'll get a link to the radio show. Our website is biztalkwithscore.com, and if you go to that link, most of the shows that we've had on in the last year and a half are archived out there, and you can listen in and kind of click on to any one of the shows that we've had on the air and maybe tune in a little bit and find out maybe you're interested in something that dealt with accounting or marketing or something in those lines, and give you a good it's like an educational trip right on that website. So it's pretty neat. And we once again thank our sponsors for keeping the show and helping us keep the show on the air. Associated Bank has been with us for a number of years. And a new sponsor that joined us a short time ago is the Lakeview Credit Union, who also does small business lending. And, of course, Alberts and Haling is an accounting firm, a very good small business accounting firm. I use Kurt Haling. They do a great job. Ann Ertel Sawaski and Sawaski Law is a great business attorney firm. And, of course, our partner, The Business News, who has been with us since we launched this show. And The Business News is a paper that comes out about 10-county area, a great resource, a great way for you to kind of do a little research and homework on the business community up here in northeastern Wisconsin. So a good bang for the buck. I think the subscription is about $20 a year. It's a well-spent $20. And if I'm leaving somebody out when we come back, I will bring them in. So, Gary, you about ready to take a break? Why don't we take a short break? Because we got a great show this morning. I got two guests in the studio. I'm real excited about talking to them and finding out a little bit about their company. And we will do that right after. You are on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. Stay with us.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Alberts and Haling help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Alberts and Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax and investment and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. I'm Gary. Gary is keeping us on track today. So we got a good board up, and we've got things happening right here in the studio. And we're going to welcome your calls. If you give us a call on the air this morning, we will give you a free book called Winning Ways for Life. It was written by Mao Nguyen, who is a SCORE mentor. Excellent book. And if you heard his show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and it describes things, financial terms that I didn't understand, but it makes it so simple, so easy to understand, and I'd like to give you that absolutely free, but you got to come in the air with us. And if you are in Appleton, it's 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're in Green Bay, it is 271-1150, and if you're outside the area, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, maybe you're in Oshkosh, and the number there is 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right on the air. I'll give out the numbers as we get into the show. But I failed to mention, this SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities also has the Oshkosh and the Fox, or the Fond du Lac SCORE chapter as part of their effort here in the Valley. So even though SCORE has national presence, there's about 400 chapters around the country. There is quite a few chapters in the state of Wisconsin, and this Fox Cities one has those three areas under its auspices. So, with that said, I would like to bring in my my guests this morning, because they're in the studio anxiously awaiting to leap on the radio and talk biz right here. Sitting with me this morning is Lisa King of Outer Edge is the name of the business. Lisa, good morning. And Ben, her husband, Ben King, is, so you both are a family business.
We are.
Called Outer Edge. The company opened up, you said last August, actually, when you officially got going. And interesting business is called, I said Outer Edge, but it's a church. You bought a church, 300 seats in the church?
Yeah, there and about.
Now, you bought the church with the idea of doing concerts and doing productions with cameras, videotaping, audio, sound, staging, the entire thing for actually entertainment people, or people that may want to produce their own video, but also weddings and other events that go on there. I think, wasn't there an event just short from 91.3, the FM station?
Did he? There was.
Yeah. So, where did the idea come? I mean, is your background, Ben, is this type of thing, or is this something new to you? Or?
Well, my background was music and education, performance, and got to a point where I realized it's very difficult to make a living
being
a musician.
I know.
So I ended up going business, and bought a company out in Minneapolis, and then eventually moved here about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the idea with that stage was we were driving by that building, oh, my goodness, for 3 years. Mm-hmm. It was for sale right on the corner of Franklin and Oneida Street.
Oh, so the building was sitting there up for sale.
It was sitting there.
You saw it.
Yeah, and...
light bulbs went off, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say light bulbs, but, you know, it was a very intriguing building because the architecture of that space is just spectacular. Yeah. And, you know...
And location.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'd drive by it and just banter back and forth. If we had that building, what would we do? Because both of our businesses prior to were more international and didn't really tie us into the community. And we have, you know...
But you got a strong business background, though, so this is not a... being in business is not brand new to you.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, yeah, we have 4 children, and we thought, you know, we need to put our stakes down here and get more involved in the community, so...
Well, you got your hands full. Four kitties.
Yeah, our oldest just became a teenager, so...
Really?
Lots
really?
Of coffee now, yeah.
Come on, you guys look too young.
I know, right? Thank you.
Okay, and Lisa, what... you came here, you said, Las Vegas. You were living in that area. And had interaction with a lot of entertainment people and some of the people in that community. And is your background in the production work or the video or?
My background was actually in event management.
Yes.
Or
okay.
operations.
Sure.
So, I think what you learn in Las Vegas is that it's a competitive field out there.
Oh yeah.
So. Everything has to be perfection.
Right.
I mean, there's no ground to take a deep breath and relax a little bit. I mean, it is.
Right.
You hit the ground running. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think when we looked at the Fox Valley and we kept looking at that building, there are so many amazing venues in the Fox Valley. And so it was, for us, it had to become... Is there anything that's missing?
Sure.
Is there anything?
Right.
I mean, you've got the PAC. We're so blessed. It's amazing. We've got, I mean, there's so many great things. And so we had to find that. What is missing? What's not here? And if we do it, can we do it with perfection?
Right, right.
So
you got the building. You find what made an offer on the building and got the deal done there.
We did.
Then that wasn't the end of it. I mean, that was just the beginning.
Yeah.
So you had to put lighting and what kind of investment?
Yeah, we walked into the building and nothing really had been done to that space. It was built in 1921, and I think the last thing that was done was probably in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And it,
maybe.
Yeah.
I was around in the 60s, but I wasn't here in the 20s.
Is that right? Well, when we walked into it, I mean, just the architecture inside is spectacular. 26-foot stained glass windows, very detailed, ornate architecture, gorgeous brass chandeliers. Mm-hmm. And we spent a good 9 months with refinishing the inside. And, you know...
Before you could even turn a dollar out of it.
Correct.
You had to do 9 months' worth of interior work.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we made the main floor handicap accessible, brought in some, you know, just brought it up to code. We ripped every piece of copper out of there and rewired the whole building from the top down, brought in air conditioning, which the space didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, so it was a really... an emotional project because, you know, you bring in this architect, you have this architecture there, and then you merge in the technology, the amazing technology that's out there for theater and production, and just dovetailing those two together in this space. And after it was done, we just sat back and was like, wow, this is spectacular.
So, you had, you probably had to clean this place up, too. You're talking this big, huge... structure with square footage in it.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing, though. You're here in the Fox Valley, maybe unlike Vegas, where there's a lot of new construction there. We got these old Victorian-style, turn-of-the-century things, and there's so much character.
Absolutely. And, it was like a little treasure hunt for the first 3 months because we'd rip things up and be like, oh, that's beautiful, like the terrazzo floors.
Yeah, you didn't want to mess with that. Because just bring it so it's... Clean it up, make it look good, you know. Did you write a business plan to do what you're doing here? I mean, did you have some? You did, okay.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And I think when we put the business plan together, and with Ben's business background, I mean, we were we were lucky in that he wrote a fabulous business plan, but he knew it might change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's what we've really seen over the last year is what we expected our business to be and what's actually making it successful
right.
are two different things.
Right.
And so that business plan became very organic where it had to stay structured,
mm-hmm.
but it also had to, we had to be constantly forecasting.
Right.
You know, this isn't working. What's going to replace mm-hmm. that? And I think what's really been fabulous in that building is it's a multifaceted business plan. We do a lot. We rent the facility for a lot of different things, weddings and receptions and
sure.
fundraisers and
right.
nonprofits use it like crazy. Corporate. We do a lot of corporate training videos and that type of thing. Then the film aspect of it
right.
Has that facet to it. And so I think because we do multiple businesses, we have a recording studio in there.
Right,
so
right.
everything kind of feeds together. And had we tried to just go and do one of those three things, we'd be, you know, I mean, new business is
yeah,
always so, a struggle.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
The fact that we were able to, one, to be flexible in our business plan while staying structured, and two, to multifacet the business, I think is what's kept us afloat over
well,
these last few months, for sure.
Yeah, you got this grandiose business plan going on. You got a lot of segments to it. So any one of them in themselves are a major investment of time and effort.
Absolutely.
But you got a family thing going on. Both of you work. Seem like you work harmoniously together. How does that work? You know, you're together all.
We have very clearly defined roles.
That's good. That's it.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to for
right,
us.
Right.
You know,
so at the end of the day, though, you leave the business stays there. When you go home, let's not talk biz.
I don't know if that's
yeah.
really a reality outside of, I think communication
yeah.
with us is our blessing because Lisa is extremely good at what
right.
she does, and I'm okay at what I do. So,
if you respect each other's. Skills, you know, you
correct.
Both have a skill set, you know what she does well, she knows what you do, and you leave each other kind of do your thing. Nobody kind of steps on each other's. That's good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I ran in business with my wife. It wasn't easy
yeah.
at times. We used to, but we never argued in the office. I never wanted to show that.
Yeah.
And it worked sometimes. We'd argue at home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fascinated, though, by what you've done and what you're doing, because I'm in the entertainment business, and I'm, you know, it's a something to me to have it right here in the Fox Cities is really, first of all, a treat. We're blessed to have you here doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we definitely skewed the dollars that we invested towards the production side of things,
yeah.
which the other aspects have benefited greatly from. Because
yeah.
we have a wedding, for instance, in there, and the amount of audio and lighting gear in there.
Right,
I mean, they
right.
look like a wedding off of Days of Our Lives. I mean, their eyes are sparkling, and the lighting is amazing, and they look great on film.
Yeah, it looks like Martin Scorsese produced it. I mean, it's a Hollywood production. I've seen your videos. That's
yeah.
very well done. Yeah.
Yeah, and what we're able to offer the brides and the grooms, I mean, they're like blown away. Because, you know, you're capturing something. Think about this. When
right.
we got married, or, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, people mm-hmm. that got married, you might have gotten a video out of it. Now,
right.
I mean, they are memorialized
yeah.
for life. Their
yeah.
grandkids are going to see how gorgeous they were.
That way.
You know?
In proper light. See, because
yeah.
all that's important.
Right.
You know, people don't realize that. Sometimes they'll hire, you know, a friend or an uncle
mm-hmm.
or a relative, and he's going to bring out his camera and you know, and then what they get sometimes is not always what they're real happy with. So
and then they end up not watching it.
Yeah.
You know, here we put music to it. We have three camera angles.
Right.
We're getting reverse shots. We're getting crowd shots of people. I mean, it's just.
So how are people in Nashville hearing about you? I mean, how are you marketing down there or nationwide with what?
We have an agent in Nashville.
Okay.
And
yeah.
What she does is she just finds artists that need footage or
right.
need a recording aspect because, you know, to put on a high quality
mm-hmm.
CD
right.
in Nashville, it starts at $50,000 and it goes up from there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just speaking with some people last night out at Life Fest.
Right.
And one of the CDs cost one of the groups $280,000 for one CD. You know, you're talking 12 songs. So.
Where are you getting that kind of money? Somebody, a record label or somebody?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, joint ventures and that type of thing.
Sure.
So up here, we're able to offer, especially these bands that are on the cusp of trying to break out.
Right, right.
And they don't have that kind of capital to work with. They're not able to get sponsors. You know, so we're able to give them a very high quality project.
Right.
And something that gets their name out there to get the attraction of either a promoter or a label or booking venues,
right.
You know? And it's a really sweet spot. I mean, we're never going to compete with the recording studios down in Nashville, and we don't want to.
Right.
We
want
to help those artists that are just beginning and are willing to risk some capital to expand their business.
Well, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to not know that it wasn't done in Nashville. And I think sometimes it's just that people like to name-drop the Nashville thing. And that, that's. But there are venues outside of Nashville that can be just as good.
Yeah.
And,
we have so many artists from Nashville that come through. And they walk in the space and they're like, man, this is like a mini Ryman Auditorium. It's like spectacular. And I kid you not, every artist from Nashville comes in and they're like, this was seriously one of the best experiences we've ever had.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah. And we want to have that reputation as being very artist-friendly, but realistic, you know?
Well, the concept, I think so, an artist, maybe the cost of doing this may be a little prohibitive to some of these struggling artists, of which I'm one.
But I don't know about that.
But here you get a place where you could actually promote your own event, put on your own event, create your own marketing, and get people in there to help pay for the production. Maybe charge them.
Yeah, we do that with local artists.
Yeah, I think probably one of the, you know, I mentioned earlier that our business plan had to be flexible, and Ben mentioned that when we started this, it was really to get into the community.
Right.
And I think what we have really had the most success and the most fun with is we have these artists call us. And even though we're well-priced for video production, it's still a nut, you know, for a struggling artist.
Absolutely.
And then we have these nonprofits who call and say, we love your space and we need to do a fundraiser, but we have no clue what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know we need to do a fundraiser. We'd like to change our format. We've been doing the same thing for 10 years.
Sure.
And we want to use your building, but we're not sure what to do. And so about 8 months ago, we started matching people up.
Uh-huh.
We'd say, well, we have these five artists who are wanting video production. We have these, you know, four or five nonprofits who are wanting to do a fundraiser.
Ah.
Let's start matching them up.
Uh-huh.
And so we would do video production for the artists so they would be willing to play for reduced or for free, basically, because they just wanted the video out of it.
Yeah.
The nonprofits would do this fundraiser, which would fill the building, so we'd have a crowd.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We don't take any of the merch sales from the artists. We let them have everything. So they're walking away with something plus video. The nonprofit's walking away with this insane event that they would have never been able to pull in that artist.
Yep.
And so even some of the artists from Nashville have been willing to do that. So some of the nonprofits in the area have had these great events.
And they've got their music part of it. Yeah, everything is covered. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we brought up a gal from Nashville, Nicole Witt. She's a singer-songwriter for, Vince Gill. She has
Vince
a song with
Gill,
Vince Gill.
Travis
and
Tritt. I mean,
and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she did a fundraiser for Convoy of Hope last year, and we tied the two together, and everybody, that has worked out really well. So
very good thinking, though. I mean, you guys are creative. You're coming up with these ways to make possible things for your marketplace, you know.
Well, it really comes down to excellence in everything we do, and so you definitely have to think outside of the normal.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay, hold the thought because we're coming right back. Great show this morning, and if you want to give us a call, 281-1150 in Appleton, 271-1150 in Green Bay, and 866-887-1150 outside the area, and we'll get you right into the conversation. I'm talking with Ben and Lisa King of Outer Edge, and we're going to take a short one. Stay with us because we got some real exciting stuff coming up. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150.
Ignored? Invisible? Did you ever feel that way around the pretty girls in high school? That's how some of our business members felt about doing business with big banks.
Hi, I'm Dave Bennett.
And I'm his brother, Tim. Together we own a company called Visionary Metals.
We switched our business accounts to Lakeview Credit Union after a large national bank told us we were no longer a good fit for them.
If your business isn't big enough to get the attention you think you deserve from your bank, take a look at Lakeview Credit Union. I'm Pat Loney, and I've been president for 18 years. We may not be the most popular financial in town, but we'll definitely take the time to make sure you get the right loan and the right accounts to fit your business.
We chose Lakeview because of their personal touch and grasp of how small businesses need support from their financial institutions.
Get the right partner for your business. Contact us for a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts. Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org. Money made easy at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are talking biz right here in Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we are in live in the studio this morning. We're having a great time. We're talking about a unique business here in the Fox Cities, folks. If you haven't been over to visit the Outer Edge, Ben, what is the address over there so people might want to come by and say hello? And
we'd love that. It's 303 North Oneida Street. Okay. So it's the corner of Franklin and Oneida, just on the north side of the public library.
Gotcha. Now, you said Christ the Rock Church had it first, then another church had it.
Well, it was originally built in 1921 for Mount Olive Lutheran Church.
Okay.
Correct. Uh-huh. And then there's another church that was in there for a little bit. A repository theater was in there.
Okay.
Christ the Rock was in there. It really took off in that church.
Right.
Life Promotions, who runs Life Fest down in Oshkosh this week, they got their start in that building. And then the Hmong Alliance Church had it recently, and that's who we purchased it from. So whatever proclivity God has, I think that church is blessed.
Well, I think the community is blessed because of what you're doing. And, you know, wrote a business plan. I'm very impressed. And you did months and months of homework before launching this business, so it wasn't just bang, we're going to open the doors and do it.
We really had to research a lot because, you know, when you're going into a technology type business, there is a lot of competition, a lot of businesses out there that make great stuff. And so, you know, we wanted our first, you know, believe it or not, our first thing was, what can we get technology-wise that's made in America?
Right.
And we ended up working with Meyer Melody Speakers, and they are truly one of the, if not the top of the line audio company.
Right.
They hand make their speakers, hand make the paper for the cones in the speaker out of Berkeley, California. And they fell in love with our space. We shot them pictures, sent it out there, and like, we want to do this. So it was between them and JBL, which is a Japanese company.
Sure,
and they said, we want this, so what can we do? And the same with our lighting rig.
Right.
You know, Barco High-End System, they do probably 90% of the lighting rigs for the major tours, from Lady Gaga to U2. And, I mean, they're used to multi-million dollar productions putting in. And I met the vice president of the North American sales and told him what we're doing. And he's like, I don't know why, but I want this project.
Ah.
And so their team designed the whole lighting schematic for it for us. And we sent technicians up to measure and install and the whole nine yards. And they just fell in love with it.
So they maybe come in more of donating some of their times, efforts? Because they're talking major investment.
Yeah, I wouldn't say donation. Yeah. But no, would
I wish. Say, oh, guys, we're going to throw a bunch of lights.
Right, wouldn't that be great? No, it wasn't quite that good. But what they did offer was all their technological expertise that we would have had to spend a lot of money to get a lighting architect in there. And, you know, you can have good lighting and you can have great lighting.
Right.
And we have great lighting because of what they were willing to do for us.
And that is so important.
Absolutely.
I mean, makes all the difference in the world. So, I mean, here you're going, you're jumping in. This is a major event. How did you know it was going to work? I mean, was there something spiritual that said, do this, leading you to do it? It sounds like it.
There's that, but, our philosophy is if you do something great, we're not the if we'll build it,
build
they'll
it
come.
And they're coming.
I wish, but we built it with enough contingencies in mind of, if this doesn't work, we believe this will work. We polled a lot of people in the community, asked a lot of people, okay, what do we miss and what is the valley missing? What could it use? We went ahead based off of that.
Yeah.
And it, like Lisa said, it was a very organic business plan in that we had to be really reactive to what wasn't working and why wasn't it working.
Right,
was it something that we were doing? Was it just something the market wasn't prepared for?
Mm-hmm.
And make adjustments. And so that's...
You put something unique, so you weren't like opening another restaurant, where
correct.
There's plenty of those around, but this is very unique. So you're talking about a pretty good outlay of cash. I mean, you said you really didn't have to go out and borrow any money to do this, so, which is a great thing.
Into 2009, as you know, the economy was not...
No,
not fabulous. And we put our own skin in the game, and we figured if we're going to do this, to have a mortgage every month would have changed the dynamics.
Well,
greatly.
Yeah, and it puts a lot of strain, too,
right.
When there's that kind of thing. Oh, we're going to meet a mortgage payment this month. We've got to go out and take things we wouldn't normally book in here to get the, turn some bucks.
Right.
This way you can be very selective as to what you want to do. If you want to give us a call, we still got time. It's 281-1150 in Appleton. Give us a call. We'll get you right on the air. If you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And if you give us a call, I got a free book to mail out. So I want to give some books away today. And we're talking with Ben and Lisa King. Their business is Outer Edge. The facility is new to the community. It is state-of-the-art. People are coming from all over the country to utilize the facilities. Plus, you got the wedding industry, which is in itself big. People are, young brides are probably fascinated. Oh, wow, look up. We can do and keep a keepsake for years to come.
Yeah, we do weddings. We do the receptions as well, and, weddings and receptions
wedding
together.
The whole...
I think it fits a niche in the wedding industry that we... that was definitely not a part of our business plan when we built it. But for the wedding itself, the parents want their bride to get married in a church.
Sure.
I mean, it's just that's the desire.
Right.
And a lot of the brides, they want unique. They don't necessarily want a church. There's outdoor weddings, there's barns, there's so many different things. And so we kind of fill that niche where it's old world meets new technology, and it makes the bride and it makes daddy happy,
absolutely.
And everybody's happy. So for ceremonies, I think that does really well. And then for receptions, it's just, it's nice to be able to have a beautiful building like that.
Right.
And then it turns into a dance floor that rivals anything. I mean, anything in Appleton. I mean, it looks like a Chicago, nightclub at the end of the night. So it kind of, it fits. Like I said, we didn't think of it for weddings and receptions, but it really has really awed some people. So it's been really fun.
Do you have to get special permits to do, if you're going to serve beverage, food and beverage?
Well, we cater in. Okay. We don't do any of our own food, but so we work a lot with Alangelo's. Chef Fortino at Alangelo's. We work a lot with Fox River Time. Deborah from Michael's Fox River Time Catering, and so we bring caterers in. And then we do our own in-house DJing. So,
We have Cindy. Cindy, are you with us?
I'm here.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Good. You got a question for us?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to how the wedding business introduced itself to you. Did somebody ask, or, you know, how did you start that portion of your business?
Well, being that that building was a church for so long, we were blown away by the people that called us up saying, hey, my parents got married there, or my grandparents got married there, and I would love to get married there. And it totally blindsided us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the wedding, we got calls like that. And then I think what we first experienced with the wedding, Cindy, was that we just rented the building thinking, you know, people just want a building to get married in. And coming from event management in Las Vegas, I started to see the holes. You know, you can't just rent a building and have a fabulous ceremony. There's so many details that go into it. So what it has morphed into now is really full packages that we offer the bride where we take care of every single detail. And that's really what's been successful for us. That's where I feel like people walk away. We had a fabulous ceremony yesterday, and the people walked away saying this was over and above what we expected. And that's what we want to hear. That's what our team wants to hear. And I think that's, we are almost booked out solid for this year. And I think that's what it's really been word of mouth that has helped grow the wedding business. Visual Productions is a wedding organization, and that network has really helped us out. We did one wedding show with them, and since then it's really been word of mouth.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is how far out are you booked? So thank you very much for the information.
Well, Cindy, before you go, are you thinking of getting married, or are you married?
I'm married. In fact, I just had a 28-year anniversary yesterday, but I know somebody who's getting married there in a few months, and they've been talking about the package, and just somewhat tied to the business industry, so I thought I'd ask.
Well, I got a great idea. Why don't you can re-exchange your vows? You can do it again, and you can book the facility.
Well, maybe 2 years out, since yesterday was 28.
Wow.
We'll do that at 30.
Congratulations, by the way. So fabulous.
Okay.
Cindy, can
thank you very much.
Cindy, hang on. I got to get some more information from you. Hang on.
We're going to get your book out, Cindy. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty neat. So the idea of the weddings just kind of, you know, came. You didn't start out that way.
Well, on Sundays, we have two churches that rent it. Sunday morning.
Oh, the services there. And they video their services.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So Sunday morning, we have Christ the Rock has their downtown service.
Okay.
And then we have, it's so fabulous, the Core, which is an offshoot of St. Peter's out in Freedom, the Core Lutheran Church.
Sure.
Has their evening service out there. So,
okay.
You know, so between those two, we have had quite a few people that have booked weddings because they go to those services.
Right, right. Well, it seems like it's a natural fit, you know.
Yeah.
Being, you know, like you said, traditionally the father, he's probably writing the check anyways. So if he's going to have a church wedding, what better place to do it? You got the reception place.
Right.
And it's all there. Okay, we are going to take one more break. We'll be back. This is our last break, and we'll still have time to take another call or two. And you are on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150. We'll be back.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anertel Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we're back. We're in our last segment here, coming down the stretch on Biz Talk this morning. Guests have been Ben and Lisa King, have opened their own production facility here in the Fox Cities. Actually, I'm going to have you, Ben, maybe want to give out the contact information and the video so people can go check out the video and maybe come on over and just visit you and take a tour of the facility.
We'd love that. Yeah. If you want to call locally, it's 920-809-0131. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit us online at www.outeredge.com or outeredgestage.com, either one of those. And we have a video. We worked with Getty Images out of New York, and they flew a director in from New York, and we shot a wedding at the stage, and they're using part of it, you know, selling it off to their network of people. But yeah, you can see the architecture of the building if you just go to the website. Outeredge.
You're getting a national reputation. People are coming here from other parts of the country, and you're still having trouble convincing locals that you can do this. But you're doing it. That's cool.
Yeah.
And of course myself and my partner had been looking, and somebody told me about you. It came word of mouth, and suddenly I was able to contact Lisa and find out more about what was going on, and I couldn't believe it either. I said, nah, it can't be that, it's gotta be I'm hearing some absolutely, great things about it.
Thank you.
So, and I like, you know, the business side of it, you know, writing a business plan, sticking to the plan, letting the plan evolve, and as business plans will do, and then finding, hey, there's other marketing things that just walked in the door. Build it, and all of a sudden, bam, there's an idea for you.
Yeah, I would say, especially in this business environment, the thing you have to be is flexible.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be willing to work your plan out, you know, continue it through fruition. But if there's any synergistic things you can do with your business.
Well, let me do this. I'm springing this on you kind of cold, but we usually ask our guests to leave a little biz tip, if you will, a little pearl of wisdom. Before, is anything you'd like to, and that sounds like you just gave one there.
Yeah, I would say that, but whatever you do, do with excellence. You know, do your best on everything, and everybody has a sweet spot that God's given them an ability to do, and if you do that with excellence, this is America, you know, it's a land of opportunity.
What I'm seeing here, and I really, I'm just very, very impressed with, is the passion that both of you have for what you're doing. And without that, a business just that brings it to life, that passion, you know, it makes it, it's fun.
I think when you look at the Fox Cities, I mean, there are businesses in the Fox Cities that don't have to be in the Fox Cities. They could be anywhere in the country.
Right.
And so I think that's what we love, is it's just a great place to do business. Yeah. And but you have to bring something, and you have to bring it all out, because people expect excellence around here.
Okay, if there's anybody sitting on the couch saying, I don't like my day job, maybe, see, they hear you and they go, wow, they're living their dream.
Yeah, I would tell them to call the score.
Yes.
Right?
Start there.
Correct.
Let's see if we can get you on the right track. Well, this has been a fascinating hour, and the show will be out there archived, so if you want to download, maybe put it on your website, you know, you can do that. It'd be great. Okay, we are out of time, and thank you so much for listening this morning. We'll see you next Saturday morning. Jim Rossetti here, and if you got a business idea, something, you can email to us. Go to biztalkwithscore.com and tell us how we're doing. Love to hear from you. That's it. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.